B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
To Baltimore we go and talk to David. What's up, David?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
Yo, Dave.
Yo, what's up, man? You know, I know everybody wants to talk Eagles, but I'm so furious today with this Phillies team. Like, I've been going through, like, a roller coaster of emotions. First, it's like, all right, maybe we'll get better. Then it's apathy. Then it, now it's just back to anger. Like, I'm going to blow my mind. Like, we send down Adam Haseley. Yeah, we're keeping Sean Rodriguez and Brad Miller here. No, can you explain to me? You're going to tell me that after all the money you spent in the offseason, you're not even going to try? There's no way. You have to at some point say, this is coaching. There's no way eight guys in your lineup can hit.
I know. I get it. They're horrible. They've one hit, Dave, last night.
Anthony, the Orioles are better. Are hitting better than the Phillies.
Yes.
As far as in scoring position?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, they're horrible.
They're terrible.
I understand people want to talk Eagles, but the fans should be burning down the stadium today. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The money we spent, and you can't buy a hit?
Well, it's guys that you would expect to hit, too. Guys like Harper and Hoskins aren't getting it done either.
So that means at some point, then, you have to look at the approach that they're giving these guys. There's no way. Listen, if one or two guys were struggling, we'd go, all right, listen, one or two guys are struggling. All right, they got to change their approach. You have eight guys in your lineup that are struggling, and you're telling me that we're not going to make any moves, and just to basically give up on the season and to send a guy like Haseley down. And, you know, I'm not a big Franco fan anymore, but you're telling me he's not better than what we have
on
the
team
right now?
He can at least get hot.
Yeah,
David, you're right.
I get it.
Well, no, I mean, and here's the other problem, because nobody saw the game last night. Like, you should put a poll. How many people? Right. How many people actually watched that game
on YouTube only?
No,
Andrew, I don't even know watched it.
Do a poll, Andrew. I'm curious how many people watched it.
Yeah. That caller, by the way, was referring to Connor Barwin.
Yes, T. Will.
Yeah.
Let us know about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, there was some talk about Connor Barwin hooking up with the Eagles. I guess they decided not to. I don't even know if they worked him out. Did they work him out? I didn't read anything that he worked him out. I knew there was some interest there, and I believe Connor still lives in the area. But we'll see if that does happen at any point. And, I mean, look, at this point in his career, he's clearly not a great option, but maybe he can provide you some depth. It's not a Deshaun situation coming back to the Eagles. And, you know, the Deshaun interview last night with Dave Spadaro on the sidelines, Deshaun's like, he said, I'm feeding off of coming back where I never wanted to leave in the first place, basically.
Oh, my God, right?
You could just feel like he was pumped up.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see Deshaun as well, but again, no reason to play him last night.
Nah.
Let's go to your namesake, Anthony, on the cell here is on the Fanatic. What's up, Ant?
Hello?
What's up, Ant?
Anthony!
What's good? This is Anthony from PR. What's going on?
Yo, Ant! This is my boy, Anthony from PR. We were together last night at Parks. And this is fascinating. Jason, we've got a really interesting thing that Anthony wants to bring about a coworker. All right, now tell the story, Ant.
All right, you got me intrigued.
So this guy, he just recently moved. He's kind of like a free agent, you know what I'm saying? He just recently moved to the area. But the problem is he's originally from New York, but he wants to be part of this fandom that we got, you know, the 4 for 4 thing. So I told him, hey, dude, you can't just jump in like that, you know what I'm saying? You got to pay your dues. So I told him, you got to do at least 5 years before, you know, we can review your application.
All right, where in New York was he from? Is he from New York City, or is he from, like,
New York City.
Rochester?
So I'll tell you the story. So he's from Washington Heights. Now, he's Dominican, all right?
Oh, okay.
So he did not have a big football allegiance.
Okay.
So his big thing wasn't baseball. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, DR.
You know, no, he's from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, so this comes from there, yeah.
What's his name again?
Helso.
Helso. Okay, so Helso is from the Dominican Republic. He grew up in Washington Heights, all right? He was a big, he liked baseball.
Yep.
Obviously Yankees, the whole thing, but he's a baseball guy more. He's lived in the area for what, 5 years, Anthony?
Yeah, 5 years about.
Yeah, so he's been in 5 years.
Hmm.
Now, Anthony heard me talking about the pre-Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, because we closed the books. Once the ball hits,
yeah,
nobody can jump on. But he was a fan before the Super Bowl. Now, again, you know, he liked, I believed him. He had an honest face.
This is a different, see, there's exceptions to everything.
So I said,
mitigating circumstances.
So Anthony, and he's his coworker, Anthony was harder than I was. I said I would give him junior status.
Yeah, he's a prospect.
Like, he's a junior status guy for 5 years that, you know, he proves his worth. He's got no other football, no other team stuff.
Yep.
Because you'd have to burn that. And I said he could be junior. And your boy Tony agreed, Ant.
At first he didn't. Well, you know, we give him the junior status. You know what I'm saying? He has to start off, you know, in the minors. You know, he has to pay his dues. He has to put the experience on.
Yeah,
I told him everything's all about the knowledge. You got to be knowledgeable. You know what I'm saying? So
he gets into some areas, but not others. He doesn't have full access yet.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. He gets to enjoy some of the benefits, but he's not a platinum member.
That's why I told him I need at least 5 year minimum, because we got to, you know, we got to review your application after 5 years, because we can't.
Well, we got to check his behavior.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you banged him. And we'll do this again, because I want to.
Before the season,
there's a ceremony. There's a whole big thing.
Yeah, prick the finger and burn the saint.
Now we had this whole conversation. At the Parks, the new sports book, which is banging. Outrageous.
Oh, I saw the pictures of it.
It's amazing. So we were there last night, and we were, you know, and they proposed to him. Like, what do we do?
Yeah. So he's been sponsored?
Well, you know, I said, you guys got to stand up for him. You got to stand for him.
Yeah. The sponsor,
you gotta be like,
you're accountable, too.
Like, you got to be lefty.
Yeah. You're putting a little risk on your own status if you sponsor
right.
a guy.
And Anthony
turns out to burn us.
Anthony from Puerto Rico did not want, and he's a captain. Anthony, I dubbed him captain of the old Puerto Rican neighborhood in just outside Kensington.
Oh, okay. So, he's a charter chapter member. When he goes to the PR back home, he's a San Juan chapter.
Yes.
Charter chapter member, for sure.
So I said to him, I go, dude, you know, you got to stand up for him. I'll give him junior status.
Yeah.
But you got to be like lefty. And he said, I don't know. He kind of hesitated.
Oh,
now, I gotta tell you, the guy seemed honest to me.
All right.
Like, he really wanted to be a part of the fan base.
Well.
Now, Oscar, let me throw this at you. My man Oscar from Tequila's, he says he wants to offer Sudfeld as a Mayan sacrifice.
The injury sacrifice.
So here's what you do for the Mayan sacrifice. Now, you know, Oscar knows all about this.
Mm-hmm.
At the highest point of the pyramid, we have to take out Sudfeld's heart, all right? And offer to the gods for protection for the whole town, including whole team, really, including Carson. So you go to the top of the pyramid with the sacrifice, and everybody below in town is protected.
Okay. Go to the top of the Mayan ruin.
Right. So we'll take a cue.
Sorry, Nate.
We'll take a cue from the Mayans, and, you know, this is what it is.
All right, and Nate, if it works out, we'll give you a ring.
Listen, I said I'd throw him in a volcano. Yeah. If it would protect
this is some Indiana
Carson.
Jones stuff we got going on right now.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes. This is Oscar's thing.
That's the plan. That morning, Dip tweets in. He goes, for that guy that to try and get in, move on from junior status, he goes, he's got to watch every Phillies game right now the rest of the way.
That's
the end
pretty
of the season.
Good.
It's a good start. An indoctrination.
Yeah, that's good.
You got to, like, Clockwork Orange with the things on your eyes to keep them open.
Oh, my God.
You have to watch this. You have to suffer.
Every pitch.
Oh.
And you know what?
And listen to Gabe's pressers.
You know, years ago, where they would torture the people, they would have, you know, you'd have things on loop to torture people, right? Having Gabe's press conferences on loop, it would be cruel.
Oh, I don't consider this torture. I was a big fan of the Clockwork Orange.
See, this is where you know the Phillies have jumped the shark, all right? When people start to use them in place of torture.
To inflict pain right? upon others.
Right. Like, when they're wielding like torture. This, Mr. Middleton, you need to know this. When your team is being mocked as a torture element, it's time to change the people running your team.
Consumption through torture through consumption of Phillies baseball. 610-632-0975. Football Friday. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano. Jason Martinez, we're with you till, well, we're going to be leaving a little early today because we're going to catch a flight, but the Midday Show till 2 o'clock on the Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Parks Casino. Last night, we were there for Cousins Corner. The sports book is unbelievable. It's Vegas style, but better. Stadium seating, a screen that runs the entire sports book that can hold, I was told, 36 games, like big screen games. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. It's like a space station. It's got all the odds, and it has everything. It's a big, beautiful bar. It's going to be a great place to go watch games, and you can just go hang. It's a lot of fun, man. You got to check it out. But if you can't make it to the brand new sports book that costs $10 million, go to parkscasino.com/sportsbetting. Again, it's parkscasino.com/sportsbetting, and you're open in Pennsylvania. That's right. Use promo code SPORTS. You get a risk-free bet up to $250. Bet with the best online right now, the number one casino in Pennsylvania, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. You got the football's about to start with the whole thing. I got news for you. You got to check it out, all right? Online now in PA, it works, and you got the iOS system for Apple on Monday. So, you know, you get it on your phone. It's incredible. It's parkscasino.com/sportsbetting. You type in the promo code SPORTS. You get a risk-free bet up to $250 on your first deposit. Parkscasino.com/sportsbetting. Risk-free bet. Refunded on a loss. The free bet must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
I'm going to Disney World.
You know who I am? Anthony!
Bubble wrap him. Don't let Carson out of your look, please.
Can I congratulate some people real quick?
Please do.
The people on the United Nations of Eagles Facebook fan page.
I love those people.
They were active last night for the first preseason game. All over the world, guys checking in, girls checking in. And we got, how about this? A member of the United Nations of Eagles fans on our Facebook page. Again, just search that on Facebook. Put in a request. We'll approve you to get onto the United Nations of Eagles fans. How about former Eagle Brent Celek on the page?
You said that to us last night. Yeah. That was awesome.
We love Brent. Comes on with us. Did the roundtable a couple weeks ago. He's now a member of the United Nations of Eagles fans in retirement. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we thank Brent for supporting our endeavor. A lot of members already, and the page is growing. Everybody's posting great stuff, videos, you know, the memes and GIFs and all that stuff. So if you want to, again, get on it, just go to on Facebook, search United Nations of Eagles fans, and put in your requests. I'm approving them as they come in bulk, which is great. We got a 1,000 members already, and we want this thing to keep growing. It's a lot of fun. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Let's go to...
Real quick. Andrew's got the Phillies poll.
Yeah, the one that you asked for.
Yeah.
Oh, at the game last night?
Yeah, it's on middays. Did you watch any of the Phillies game last night? I mentioned, obviously, we had Eagles football, and it was a YouTube-only Phillies game. 79% said, I didn't watch any of the Phillies game last night.
Wow.
That's the combination platter of... the fact that they're reeling right now, they're going, you know, Eagles playing last night.
Well, there's no reason for you to go to the YouTube. Like, I lied to you. I said this morning that I boycotted. I ended up watching one batter
Uh-huh.
And I think it was the fifth or sixth inning when somebody flew out to end the inning, and I turned it off. I was like, I'm done.
Well, it would have taken a lot of luck to catch that hit, that one hit.
Yeah, exactly.
Had.
But Bob Vitrone, longtime guy in Philadelphia, statistics and all that kind of stuff.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Bob.
He actually made a good point. I noticed this last night as well, because every time I watch those Facebook games or YouTube games, I want to see how many viewers there are. And he goes, whenever I checked the details, there seemed to be 180,000 or so people watching. So out of the entire world, there are 180,000 people watching.
Wow.
Wow, you got to be kidding me.
That's how bad this YouTube thing is.
Yeah.
It's not just because the Phillies stink, because if you're in Iowa and you go, you know, let me check out the YouTube thing. Like, that's one person.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the Phillies or the Giants being not that great at teams. It's the entire world, 180,000 people were watching.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
See, a good idea, MLB.
Yeah.
Dopes.
Stick a game in August on there, the team that's in a wild card position, and another team trying to get there. Great, great idea. 610-632-0975. The long play's there, I get it. But the short play, you got to put it on.
Think about
it.
There's over a million people in this city.
No, dude,
Four.
You know, here's the deal. I mean, you know, that like they're not going to work hard, seek hard to find that team.
No.
They're not going to do it.
Not going to go out of your way.
Why would you work hard to seek and find that team after the way they're playing? They got one hit last night. One measly flipping hit.
It's ridiculous. Chuck in Worcester is on the flag. Is that Worcester, Mass, Chuck?
That's Worcester between Norristown and Lansdale.
Worcester, not Worcester. Worcester.
What do you say, listen, Chuck?
How are you, Ed?
Good, buddy.
Listen, I just want to mention something. Listen, I know you guys are good and you guys are bright people, but I need to mention something. This Kaepernick thing, and Ed, you know what I do, and I'm around law enforcement people a long time. You guys, just let me say this to you. We knew, a lot of people knew from day one, these owners were never going to bring Kaepernick back into the NFL again. Never again. But one thing that's still a bad, bad omen, something that's it's like a scab that festers. This kid, forget not standing for the national anthem. This kid with those socks, having the image of a policeman kill the pigs, you got to lighten up on the sympathy for this kid. There's a lot of people in law enforcement that really resent the fact that some people still try to promote this kid playing football. I know all about your rights and all. I know all about Anthony. I know you well enough, and Jamie and your wonderful co-host there. There's nobody in your circle of friends that would condone kill the pigs, wear something like that.
Of course not. I mean, no. I mean, it's horrible.
Scumbag. I wouldn't give that scumbag.
But again, I agree with you. Listen, that sentiment is not a great. I hate that sentiment. But again, now when we're talking about can he play football, it's not about politics, beliefs, or whatever. Now, again, I don't think he can help you, so I think it's a moot point.
That is correct.
So, the whole conversation is what it is. But, you know, if the guy can help me, there's a lot of guys I don't like that I know, or I may disagree with, but if he can help me win, he's gonna help me win.
Anthony, I got no problem with that. The only thing, I just want to bring to light, and you're a great guy. There are people in law enforcement that cringe when they hear people support him in any way. Think about killing cops and wearing a
helmet. No, we agree.
Chuck, there's no debate there at all. You're dead right.
You know, I mean, you're talking about murder. I mean, obviously. Yeah. We're with you 100%.
Let's go to Jerry on the Cells on the Fanatic. What's up, Jer?
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Doing good, Jer.
And I had a call.
Oh, Jer.
The mortal sin saying that the union would be 4-for-4 when, if it wasn't for the 200 knuckleheads that call this station every day, there's still more Phillies fans than Eagles fans, even if you want to start doing the GLES.
Whoa.
All right? I mean, you got kind of got me here on the Phils.
Well, you think there's more Phillies fans than there are Eagles fans?
Yeah, there's
Jar, you're way off, buddy.
You got all the old heads. All you have is the tailgate gang playing cornhole who wouldn't know football if it bit him on the ass.
Jerry, you're wrong, and, buddy. There's been tons of research put in. Jerry, okay, let me just talk, Jerry. Jerry, let's have a conversation. I'm going to put you on. Jerry, listen to me.
Okay, go ahead.
I was in management for a long time. We've done a lot of research over the years in my time at the other station and here, Jerry. Trust me when I tell you.
Now, you're talking about people that research.
No. We're talking about a market.
Time out.
Research.
All right. Forget about yeah. More Eagles, more Phillies. Forget about that stuff. Jerry, you got it was in it, the whole thing was in jest, right?
I understand.
You know, the whole thing.
Off, it should be your boy's team who hasn't had a winner in I forgot when. I think I was 12 when they finally won it. And if you want to look at baseball,
talk about the Phillies. They're the most losing franchise in all of sports.
How about a team that can't play worse and is in the wild card race? Can't play worse.
You're finding a silver lining in this, Jared.
And if you want to go to Gabe, let's, other than Bochy, Madden, maybe Council, name me another manager. When did Dave Roberts become an all-star manager? When did that happen?
Chair.
You got me today.
Chair.
Go ahead.
I got to get you correct here. You're defending the Phillies and you're defending Gabe Kapler? Am I hearing this correct?
Yes, if somebody's playing this
that's outrageous.
What 99% of the teams do, they're using analytics. And that's all this guy does. Name somebody.
Jerry L., first of all, No. Because here's the deal. And I know a lot about Dave Roberts because I do a national show every week. So I know a lot about the Dodgers and how they're run. And I know that when Jock Peterson didn't run. I'm not done talking. When Jock Peterson didn't run out of ground ball, he got benched by Dave Roberts. He didn't make a big deal out of it.
And other all-stars.
Okay. All right, Jeff. You know, we just disagree about it, buddy. You're out of your mind if you think Gabe Kapler is a good manager. Out of your mind. What about approach, Jer? Where's that at?
Who's gotten better under him?
You got to be crazy. And by the way, you know, you're calling in with an attitude. This is just all fun. They're a disgrace. And if you follow them, God bless you. You can follow them right to hell because they're going nowhere.
Let's go to Danny in Burlington on the Fanatic. What's up, Danny?
These people that defend the Phillies, man, I got, like, They're the fans that are there at the ninth inning, you know, when it's like 15-0, still clapping. It's like, it's pathetic, man. It's the point where I can't even watch them. I don't even think about them because the Eagles dominate this area so much more. And the fact that somebody calls up there and says that the Phillies have more of a following or whatever the case may be are just crazy. Anyway, linebackers, man, I don't know what happened with Nate Gary last night, but he played so bad.
Oh, my God, he's terrible.
And I was watching him, and my buddy came over for the game, and I'm like, bro, I've been telling you about Nate Gary for like a month now. I'm about to show you why he can't be a starting linebacker. And we and him watched him play on this one series, and he got completely dominated the entire series and then got a touchdown thrown on by the guy he was supposed to cover. And he went right out of the game, whereas every other starter or second starter, or whatever case may be, played probably at least the first quarter or at least up until halftime. And this guy, I don't know what they're going to do a linebacker. I know we play a lot of nickel, but the fact that Nate Gary is probably going to be one of our starting linebackers going into the season is pretty scary, man. Zach Brown, I guess he's not doing good with the playbook or whatever.
Well, that's going to take him time.
Yeah, but I'm with you. He's bad.
Yeah.
No, he's hard. I agree with you. That's scary.
And he can't get off a block to save his life. Mm-mm. And he's a former safety.
Yeah.
And I know they say he's got, you know, that he's built up and everything, but he's not even good in pass coverage. If he was a good pass defender and linebacker, it would be okay, but the guy cannot get off a block for a run game, and he can't cover. The guy, I started noticing him last year when he was.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm like,
he doesn't look like an NFL player. That's the problem.
I agree.
you know?
And I'm just hoping they can find some type of solution, man, because, you know, with this D-line possibly not being as good this year, hopefully they are, maybe they're not. And then our linebackers and our corners, this D might be in a little bit of trouble, man.
Yeah, well, here's the thing.
Well, first of all, you're going to be playing in nickel most of the time, so you know that. You know, a lot of times you don't have to worry about him being on the field.
But here's the thing, too, and this is where the faith in Howie comes in. If Howie knows something is a detrimental weakness, even though they play a lot of nickel, but he goes, you know, when I'm not nickel, this is going to be a real problem. And if somebody shakes free or Howie sees an opportunity, he's going to take it. He's going to try and improve his roster because that's what Howie does. Howie goes in and tries to check every box as best he can. He's scouring the waiver wire, probably talking to GMs every day right now. Hey, you not feeling this guy in camp? Maybe he could help us. You know, just starting some conversations, whether that's for another quarterback ant, whether that's to Sam Bradford's agent, whether that's to the Buffalo Bills looking at a linebacker. We don't know. But the one thing I know, I got faith in that guy.
That's right.
Why? Because he's done it, and he's earned it. Let's go to JR and Blackwood on the Fanatic. Hey, JR.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, JR.
I'm doing good. I just want to start off by saying, guys, don't worry about the Eagles. We have Howie Roseman there. He's going to take care of everything there. I'm not worrying about that. But my main reason...
That's what Howie does.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? He's proved it, like you said. We're going to be fine. But the real reason, and I'm full of frustration, I'm trying to calm down when I'm saying this, is the Philadelphia Phillies. What a disappointment and a disgusting way to play a game. I had my 10-year-old son with me watching the game. He stayed up late to watch what? Nothing. Not productive. I mean, the guy that beat us, we should have had him in our team. We should have went out and got Bumgarner. Takes whatever it takes to get him. And another thing, we had this Stretch Armstrong replica as a manager that has no idea what he's doing. And I want to just say something straight to Mr. Middleton. I have so much respect for him because he wants to win. He really, I in my heart, he wants to win. But please, you rather have one person be angry at you, and that is your manager, than 3 million people mad at you that are the Philly fans. Please, get rid of him. Get rid of the GM that's up there as well.
He extended him.
All he's doing is covering up for Mr. Kapler. They're not doing anything productive. Please, get rid of him. You're going to save so much headache, Mr. Middleton, when you get rid of this guy. Because when the ship really sinks, there is no coming back from that. That's all I want to say. You guys have a wonderful day.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call. Well said, JR. We appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
You too, JR.
A lot of frustration out there with the Phillies right now.
Hey, by the way, I have a list of managers that I would take over Gabe Kapler in a second. Go back to Jerry L's call.
All of them?
Yeah, all of them, but ones that I would definitely take over without even debate. And that's, you know, Alex Corey's pretty good, Dave Roberts, Joe Maddon. And I don't even like Joe Maddon, but I would rather have Joe Maddon than Dave Roberts. Terry Francona's pretty good. AJ Hinch is pretty good. Craig Counsel. Rocco Baldelli as a rookie,
I'd rather have Rocco Baldelli because he's doing a great job
with the Twins. Aaron Boone's doing a nice job. Bruce Bochy's about to retire. I'd rather have him than Gabe Kapler. Dave Martinez, who people wanted fired in D.C., he's doing a pretty damn good job. And Brian Snicker with the Braves is doing a much better job than Gabe Kapler. I rest my case.
Yeah. Well, he only had three that were better.
The best.
And he compared him to Dave Roberts. Wait, what's Dave Roberts?
No,
hello.
I'm surprised. I love Jerry. I'm surprised his attitude was so sour.
Well, he was.
Well, actually, sour on us and you know, and picking up for the Phillies because I don't understand. First of all, not every manager teaches analytics the way the Phillies do.
Yeah, and again, angle and approach.
It's not all about just analytics. Analytics is a people throw that out there like, and they don't really understand what it is. It's not like Charlie managed with analytics.
Mm-hmm.
They manage with a different approach. The Phillies do with long angle launch angles in hot zones,
barrel.
And, trying to take pitches. Like taking pitches is not a bad idea, except when you're getting fastballs and you're taking fastballs and you're getting behind in the count. Like you watched last night, Bumgarner.
It's situational. It's a situational sport.
Was ahead of every, got ahead of every hitter.
Yeah, because he knew they're going to take the first pitch every time.
so it goes beyond that. South Philly Santa calls him Rich Cotite in pinstripes.
Oh, that's an indictment of epic proportions.
Let's open it up in chat.
Yeah. Could you hear him and Kotite having a conversation?
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. 610-632-0975. Yeah, you're on the road. I'll see you at the airport, brother. We're going to Disney. We're going to be there on Monday doing the show from the NBA Experience. Coming up the top of the hour, we got Bring the Heat and more of your phone calls on the day after. It's a football Friday. We're talking Eagles. We're talking some Phillies, too, to varying degrees. Midday show, 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you about one of my favorite places on planet Earth, one of my favorite places ever. How about Carlino's Market? Location right in my hometown of Westchester. Another great one in Ardmore. And I can vouch for all their unreal selection of artisan foods. Simply the best. Today, they're in their third generation of ownership, and Carlino's continues the tradition of old world techniques as makers and purveyors, pan-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, handmade desserts, signature pastas and sauces, house-baked bread, prepared gourmet takeaway foods, and so much more. You never know what you're going to get. My wife and I, we go to the one in Westchester all the time on a regular basis, and there's always something new and delicious to try. So stop in for delicious lunch or pick up dinner. And don't forget, they're great for catering, too. Finish your summer cookout season off strong with Carlino's fresh grilling options throughout every section of their markets, including deli salads, homemade sausages, local produce, and vegetarian options. And you can even check out their social media channels. How about this for incredible summer grill recipes and ideas? So visit either location, Westchester or Ardmore, either store location, or check them out online, carlinosmarket.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Earlier today with Gargano and Mertitus.
All of a sudden, I have a pang of fear.
Huh?
And all I want to do is shut Carson down for the whole preseason. Like, lock him away. Like, I, at this point, I want to put him, like, in somebody's, like, cubby hole.
Like, yeah. A panic room like Jodie Foster was in.
Yes.
With and rations.
Right. That happens to Sudfeld, and all I want to do is just put Carson in, like, in a cinder block cell.
Yeah, safe place.
I'm telling you, nothing can derail this season.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Wheeled Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly delis, visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus.
All righty, yeah, we got Bring the Heat coming up at the top of the hour. Was the phone line active last night during the game, Andrew?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Sudfeld goes down, 75-yard touchdown pass earlier, and Cody Kessler comes in, didn't show great. Thorson, same thing. A couple guys didn't show great. And we just talked about Nate Gary. So we'll see what the people have to say on the Bring the Heat line. Stay tuned. That's coming up in about 8 minutes. Real quick, got to tell you that you got to go out to Time After Time Watches inside the Cherry Hill Mall coming up tomorrow, Saturday from 2 to 3. There you can grab a pair of FanFest tickets and get registered for a chance at a FanFest meet and greet with the man, Allen Iverson. So make sure you go out to the Time After Time in Cherry Hill Mall tomorrow, 2 to 3 p.m. For your chance at tickets and to get that meet and greet with Allen Iverson. Also announced yesterday, Tobias Harris going to be at FanFest coming up in just 15 days. 2 weeks from tomorrow, it's FanFest. So we're getting to that time of year. 610-632-0975. Let's head to a charter chapter member north of the border, the Great White North in Montreal. Sebastian joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Sebastian?
Hey, boys, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Good. Game last night, kind of frustrating to watch, obviously.
Yeah, it's preseason. It's never great football, and you got to remember that going in. But, you know,
it's
tough. Yeah.
Such a letdown.
Yeah, we always build it up to be so much better than it is, but it's not. Yep. It never delivers. And midway through a game, you know, you're like, oh, man, let's just get to the regular season.
Yeah, but Dillard played great. That was encouraging. I like that.
Yeah, he looked good. I was impressed.
Yeah, I tried watching just only him during some of the series he was in there, and he got nothing. Like, no one got near him, so it was great.
Yeah, I thought he played well. He looked really well, really good in that first game.
I got a question for you. I think a lot of us' biggest fear is defensive end depth. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing Chris Long still being mentioned a lot, like, oh, maybe he'll unretire, blah, blah, blah. Do you think his admission to the weeds post-retirement will affect him negatively, like as far as bringing him back? Well, can he be up for suspension or anything like that?
Well, yeah, I guess he would have to be clean, you know, but, you know, he's a guy, he's talked about it a lot. He's been pretty outward about it, but... I don't know what role that would play in it. I don't know, Sebastian, if that would be an issue for him getting signed. But to me, he's a guy that as soon as he kind of said he was going to hang him up, I thought maybe he'd be on Howie's speed dial if he felt like he could use some leadership and depth at that position as a rotational player, which is what he was while he was here last 2 years. So it's a possibility, I guess. But again, I don't know how that part of the equation with the marijuana, it would play into that. I really don't know.
Yeah. And I feel bad for saying this, but I think our best option for backup, oh God, I hate saying this, it has to be Bradford, I think.
Yeah, I agree
he
with
knows
you.
He the offense. Mm-hmm. He's got an arm. For a few games, he could go 500, I think, at least.
Yeah. To me, I agree, because he at least went through an off-season program with Doug Peterson. Remember, when he was traded, it was in the preseason. It was like 7 or 9 days before the season, I believe, in Carson's rookie year. So he didn't just go through the offseason program. He went through the entire training camp. So he knows Doug's playbook. He knows probably a lot of the verbiage. The learning curve for Sam Bradford would be much less than it would be for any other guy that would come in at this point for the Eagles, whether that would be whoever, Brock Osweiler, even Cap, whoever it is. He's got a leg up on all those guys when it comes to knowing the offense and all the language and everything else that goes with it. So, to me, that would be, if you're going to bring a guy in, that would be the guy that would seem to make sense for me right now. Frank in Bluebell joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, how you doing? I didn't see the whole game. I wanted to watch those tackles, and you guys had mentioned earlier you were impressed with the tackles. I'm very interested in seeing that. That's why I would have watched the game, but I couldn't. What do you think of the first round draft pick and then that big Australian guy? How did they play?
Well, Dillard is the guy. That's what we were just talking about with Sebastian. I thought he looked good. I thought Dillard looked really good. He started the game. He didn't seem like he was overwhelmed in any way. He seemed calm and, you know, they pointed out his technique on the broadcast a couple of times and, you know, hey, had good leverage and his footwork was good. I thought he played well. You know, a lot of times with an offensive lineman, if you're not talking about him, they did their job. Mulata, he still looks like he needs a lot of work. I mean, he's a huge physical specimen and athletic and everything, but there still seems like there's a lot to learn there for him. Granted, he didn't play football. I mean, last year, when he went to training camp last year, they had to teach him how to put the shoulder pads on him. He didn't know how to put on the equipment.
You know what it looks to me, though, what I've seen of him, he's so big. When he bends down, these guys can get underneath of him. If you have a speed guy gets underneath, that's hard for him to, you know, take on these guys like that.
Yeah, that's where he's got to learn how to, you know, technique and to get low to keep his center of gravity over his feet.
Yeah.
And not put his body, because it doesn't matter how big you are, these guys, everybody's so big, so strong, so fast, that if you're off balance and that footwork's not perfect, you're dead. Yeah, nothing you can do.
All right, well, thanks for the information.
All right, man, appreciate it. Thanks, Frank. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the X-Man in South Philly. Not Mr. X. Xavier's on the Fanatic. What's up, Xavier?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Doing good, man. That's my son's middle name.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I used to get made fun of my name in elementary school. I used to hate it. But when I got older, man, all the women like it, so it's cool.
Dude, it's a cool name, man. We gave my son that middle name after my wife's grandfather. It was his middle name.
Oh, yeah. Everyone I know, Xavier's a good guy. I haven't met one bad Xavier yet.
Yep, Xavier McDaniel.
There you go. Hey, I don't want to get too controversial, you know. I like to keep it sports, but you guys had a caller about 20 minutes ago. It kind of struck a fire in me, man, so I had to call, you know. Listen, I was in the Navy for 6 years. I'm still in the Navy now.
Thank you for your service.
And I was, no problem. And I was a military policeman at that, so I, you know, and I have nothing but the most respect for all the law enforcement, you know, and I think that is one of the hardest jobs in worse than the military, especially in Philadelphia, because I see it firsthand. I'm from Southfield. So, but when he said, you know, Kaepernick never condoned killing policemen.
No,
ever.
No. The Sox weren't, they had the pigs on the Sox, but it never condoned, you know,
right, but
violence against police.
People, right. And a lot of people take that, you know, oh, well, he's, you know, it's condoning or he's, you know, promoting that. And that wasn't the case. He had a single message that he just wanted to get across, which is police inequality, and that's it.
Yep.
You know, towards a minority, you know, that was it. And the way he did it, it struck a nerve in me. I didn't like it. You know, I spent time in the Middle East. I spent time in Iraq, so I've seen it. And the flag means more to me than anything. So I felt some type of way on how he tried to get his message across, but his message is his message. At the end of the day.
Yeah, somewhere the message got lost because people made the message something else. You know what I mean?
Right.
It became such a big thing. Yeah, and somewhere along the line, the message got lost and it became more about Kaepernick than the message. And that's part of the issue. That is part of the issue, and no doubt about it. And you know how it is in this country right now, Xavier. It's very it's very contentious right now when you talk about these things. And you know, since he's left the league and... You can have your theories, or anybody can have their theories on why he hasn't been given a job and why he hasn't given another opportunity. You know, some people say, well, he just wasn't good enough. That's probably not the case. I don't believe that. But
I don't believe that at all.
But, you know, owners do consider things like, what is my fan base going to feel about this? And in the political climate that we're in right now, it's going to be very divisive. There's no doubt about
Absolutely. I think owners now are stepping away more because of the hype and the buzz around him more than the issue itself.
Yeah, you know, I'd say right now he has less of a chance, not because he's been removed for the game as long as he has, but because of the climate in our country right now and the divisiveness. I think there's less of a chance of him coming into the league now, probably more than ever. Football Friday on The Fanatic, brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice. For accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. 610-632-0975, that's the number. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.